Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
In the build-up to the most festive time of the year, and I'm not talking about bloody tax season, Mason.
James, why would you be? That's not the most festive season.
It's a joke that I normally do. Like, I do it in relation to, like, the spookiest time of the
Disagree.
Year.
Disagree. I think you've just made a stupid mistake.
Leave a like for my stupid mistake. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, leave a like.
Because what we're covering, it's the Santa Claus trilogy.
God.
The Tim Allen spectacular franchise.
Doing all three of these, are we?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I mean, we're doing at least this one. We're recording this one, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I have watched this one, so.
Yeah, there we go.
This is my first time watching this. I'd not seen this before.
Well, what I wanted to open up with is this very much came out in the era, well, of a couple of things. First one being it's like peak Tim Allen. You cannot get more Tim Allen.
No, he's definitely stuck a few.
Oh, yeah. And he puts on a tool belt at one point. Yeah, people nice. Are like, oh, yeah, from his other show. He went to jail for cocaine possession. Anyway, it's a fun fact. So many movies in this era are dads spend too much time at the office and they're not spending enough time with their kids. Mm. It's like Hook, it's Liar Liar. It's probably Getting Even with Dad.
The Family Man?
The Family Man. Is that the Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah, and he goes back in time and Taya Leone's his wife or something.
Yeah, his wife or something.
Yeah.
And there's always like a stepdad who's, you know, he's nice enough and he's affable, but he's like, you're a son of a bitch, Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, that's right.
How dare you? How dare you step into Tim Allen's family, you sack of shit?
Yeah,
you
know? It's always, they're like, they're pretty good, but they have one flaw, like they're allergic to cats and they sneeze a lot, so they're out.
They're you absolutely, know what I mean? Yeah. They wear a big dumb sweater or whatever. Here's the thing about the Santa Claus, right?
Yes.
How does Santa work in this universe? This universe is insane.
Look, well, I knew we were going to be talking about this. Look. If Santa Claus is real, and for all the children who are listening to this, maybe with their parents or watching the video, and he is real.
Yes.
What is the mechanism by which he delivers the presents? And how does any of it work?
Well, they mentioned time dilation, so he can do it in a night.
Perfect.
And they're like, not everybody in the world celebrates Christmas. And I guess that's, I mean, let's say you've eliminated half.
So that's still, what, 4 billion people?
Yeah.
Still a lot, in my opinion.
Whatever it was in 94, who knows? But what I found confusing is a couple of things about this version of Santa is that the adults in this universe don't believe in Santa.
And yet, if Santa is real, which we have established that he is, both in this movie and in real life, children listening.
That's right.
That would mean...
Also, sorry for swearing. Maybe we'll bleep him out because it's a Christmas episode. We'll make a special exception.
That would mean that every person on Earth who believes in Santa has every year gotten real gifts from Santa in addition to gifts from their parents.
Yes.
But nobody has ever... No child has ever noticed that and no adult has ever picked up on the fact that there's more presents under the tree than they have purchased for their children.
It also might be that they're not purchasing gifts and there's some kind of spell where they think they are.
Spell might do it, yeah. That's right. Instead, they're spending their money on booze.
What I found...
Should we bleep booze?
We can leave booze.
Okay.
It's not boobs. We'd bleep boobs.
We'd bleep boobs, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know what we're saying, there's an extended audio edition of this. What I am fascinated...
It's just the C word we're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Christmas.
What I am fascinated, though, about this movie and these movies in general is, what's the deal with the first Santa in this? What's his deal?
Oh.
Because I think he was a bad guy, and I'll tell you why. So he falls off the roof and dies,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The elves don't care
That's true. They're not like...
They come back to the show.
They're like, you're the new Santa. They're not like, oh no, what happened to Jerry? Oh, I loved him.
Jerry Claus.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Off the back of that, I think also he wasn't getting kids the right presents because Judge Reinhold and the mother, who has a name, they...
Who was wearing the very severe... You know, the very severe bob wig that's like, I'm taking things too seriously. You know, the Janet Van Dyne in Ant-Man 1?
Very much so, yeah. That's all about that. But they have very, I guess, relatable stories.
I'm just going to check. Let's pause for a moment. Yep. I don't think maybe her name is... Maybe Janet Van Dyne is the different... I have to check because we'll get emails otherwise.
Is it Janet or is it Hope?
It's Hope Van Dyne. There we go. Yeah.
Do you want to say it again?
I'm going to say it again.
Okay, cool. We'll leave this in the extended
Yeah, of course we will. Yeah.
Okay, go.
But you guys will know.
Yeah, you guys know.
Who was obviously wearing the very severe, I'm taking things too seriously, Bob, as seen on Hope Van Dyne in Ant-Man, obviously.
That's it. Mm-hmm. What a great addition. And you knew that, didn't you?
That's right.
Just off the top of your head. But they mention how that, look, when we were kids, I wanted this particular gift and I didn't get it and it broke my heart and I hate Santa. Like, they both have that story.
But presumably they were both good kids.
Maybe.
So why didn't they get
their presents? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this guy has been getting it wrong. And in addition to that, the second year that Tim Allen comes back and he's like, I'm Santa, fucking look at this. They're like, guess what, Santa? We've made all these upgrades to your sleigh. You've got a GPS. You've got a microphone in your hat.
You've got a cookie dispenser.
Exactly. You've got a flame retardant suit. You've got a rope. Like, all of these things. The other guy had none of that shit.
Yeah. The other guy, they were like, we don't care if you burn up on re-entry. Here's a rope to hang yourself. We're going to bleep to hang yourself.
Yeah, we'll have to, won't we? Yeah. To hang some Christmas cheer.
Yes.
We'll put that in.
Uh-huh. I think you're absolutely right. But also, another question might be, how many Santas have there been? In between. Maybe there's been hundreds.
Surely he... Maybe that's the other thing. Maybe he's getting shot every year. Because we'll talk about it at the end, but there was an alternate version of this that they nearly made where Tim Allen talks about he initially shot Santa.
Right.
Like, that's what they were going to do.
Instead of him just slipping off the roof.
Yeah.
He's murdered.
He's murdered.
Which makes sense because he's a guy clambering on a roof in a place where presumably a lot of people have guns and the right to protect their property with said guns.
Exactly. The other thing is, I think... They also knew that Tim Allen was going to be Santa. And I think this also speaks to like the third movie, which I can't really remember, but there's time travel. We'll come back to it maybe, I guess. Because elves are scattered throughout this movie and they're kind of passing as regular kids. They're like in the son's classroom. There's one sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one that shows up before he becomes Santa Claus.
Oh.
So I think they were watching him.
Do you think they were scoping out potential Santa Clauses?
Yes.
Huh. Do you think this is a Neo in the One? Do you think this is a Neo in the Matrix situation?
It might very well be. And I know we're not really talking about the movie itself, like, but I just want to talk about like the implications of the wider universe. Mm-hmm. That's what's fascinating to me about these movies. Is this a curse? When you become the Santa Claus, so if you kill Santa Claus and you put on his suit, you
but
then...
But again, he didn't even really kill Santa Claus.
No, well, I mean, yeah, if you find his clothes or whatever and you... Uh-huh. Also, yeah, if you kill him and you put on the suit, you're a murderer who's Santa. But that speaks to something else that I want to talk about.
Is it the legality of the Santa Claus itself?
Is that the curse? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that I don't think it's legally binding. Because fine print is... James, if I can put my legal hat on for a moment, fine print is legally binding, especially if it's in a place where you can see it. But that's only if it is it's a reasonable set of terms and conditions.
And wouldn't it have to be presented to you in a way where you know, like, you know it's there?
Precisely, yeah. James. The idea, James, that if you put on a man's suit, you become a mythical creature who's bound to deliver presents to children for all eternity... That's an unreasonable supposition, James.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So it is a curse. Right? Okay, it's not a clause. It is a curse. They should have called it the Santa curse.
I think also...
What if you don't want to be Santa?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's kind of a big part of this movie. Because when he puts on the suit and he's delivering presents, when he visits that little girl, he's like, I don't want the milk! Like, he's like yelling at her. There's a moment at the start where, like, there's, like, great sales, everybody, and he snatches the microphone off his colleague, and he's like, good thing we're all here and not with our families, and Johnson's going to bang his secretary or whatever.
It's like, you know, when Johnny Blaze first becomes Ghost Rider, and he's just running, he's on fire, and he's like, ah! It's like, do all the Santas, when they first become Santa, just appear in people's houses and just scream and run around, and just it's just a night of wild chaos, and they're knocking stuff over, and just millions of people around the world have a horrifying experience with Santa.
And so what I'm saying is, I think that this changed him and he didn't want that. Because, of course, there's the weight gain, like the uncontrollable weight gain where you'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
As someone who's like graying very early for my age, I can totally relate to like aging and worried about like blowing out.
You can totally
tell.
Weight gain, your extreme weight gain, you can relate to that,
exactly.
Sure.
Then he's in the boardroom and he starts flipping out about toys and how you got to do the right thing. It's fundamentally altering his personality.
Right.
I think he's a vessel. Like, he's not...
Yeah.
He's not Santa. He's a shell.
It's a brain worm.
Yes, that's right.
That's crawled up from the depths of the North Pole. It was under the ice for millions of years, and then global warming, like, thawed it out, and then all of a sudden it's out, and it's stretching its tentacles across the world.
Exactly. It's kidnapping children.
That's right.
Making them work in a factory. Mm-hmm. And look... To be fair, like, I like the transformation effects for the most part. There's an odd morph in the mirror, which, you know, that's very...
Oh, that's one of the worst.
Yeah, but, you know, that was when Morphin was big. Remember that?
Yeah, it was Morphin time.
It was Morphin time, exactly. There's some other effects that I do like, though, like the big rubber suit. Like, the belly's quite good. If you've seen the behind the scenes, he's got a big jiggly Christmas butt as well.
Oh, right.
Which, you know, which I appreciate. There's a moment where he first lands the reindeer, though, on the roof, and it looks like a GIF. Like the way it lands, I don't know if you remember, but it looks like there's like two frames of animation
right,
in it. Yeah. Anyway, it's a lot. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the movie Clown from 2014. What's you familiar with that?
No, not at
it's
all.
It's a movie where a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
A man, a dad, puts on a clown suit for a children's party, but it's some kind of demonic entity and he can't get it off.
Right.
And it slowly like takes him over and it becomes like a horrific clown.
Sure.
John Watts went on to make Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man and the second Spider-Man.
There you
and
go.
The new Spider-Mans. But yeah, it's got that vibe, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like imagine if this was happening to you. It's the opposite of the movie Thinner also.
Fatter.
Fatter.
Jollier.
Jollier. Also, how does the sack work? Like the sack of
James, that's an issue for another video, I think.
No. Don't bleep this, Ben. So the sack is magic, right?
Yes.
He's pulling out canoes and shit, he's knocking stuff down. Mm-hmm. And then there's a moment where he's just like, I found this puppy in the bag. Is he just loose in the bag? Like, is there like a shelf you can sit him on?
Right.
Is it a black void? Does it go back to Santa's workshop? What is it? What is it?
Good question.
What is anything in this universe?
Right?
There should be an election for Santa also. It should just be whoever happens to be there.
It should be like, who wants to be Santa?
Yeah. But again, if it's a vessel, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
But then why was the previous guy so bad at it? Some vessels are better than others.
Yeah.
It'd be like with the exorcism. Sometimes it gets into someone and it's like, I don't want to be in this, dude. This sucks.
I've got a question.
Sure.
At one point, David Krumholtz, Numbers. Barry Numbers from the TV show Numbers, just shows up in Tim Allen's house.
Yeah.
Can they all do that?
Well,
if they can all do that,
yeah.
What's the point of Santa Claus?
That's a great
point. Why is he getting about and what if he's got a multi-dimensional sack full of gifts and a bloody rain, why does he need to fly around? Can he teleport?
Well, you see Krumholtz disappear in like a shower of confetti.
Right?
But also, yeah, some of them have jetpacks.
Sure.
So maybe it's only Krumholtz.
Maybe it's only Krumholtz.
Do you think it's like a...
Hashtag it's only Krumholtz.
It's only Krumholtz. Maybe it's a situation of like, you know, in some variations of Sherlock Holmes, it's the comedic ones.
Yes.
Where like Watson is really the intelligent one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Is it that situation where Krumholtz is running things?
Maybe.
And it's just like, yeah, you're just the guy for this week, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe true.
Also, after Christmas, like when he gets back to the factory after he first delivers them, they're all still working. They just power on through, mate. They don't stop. You don't think Christmas is the day where you kick back and you go...
You give him one day off.
Hey, give him one day off, Mason. Right. How much do you think Denny's paid them to just have Tim Allen shit on that restaurant in this movie?
Oh, good question.
Well, not him. It's more of his kid and the situation. Because they go to Denny's and he's like, I burnt the turkey, so this is as good as any. It's just filled with sad dads and kids who hate their sad dads.
Yeah.
They're like, they ask for eggnog, they don't have it. Yeah. They ask for chocolate milk, they don't have it. They ask for apple pie, they don't have it. Surely this wasn't a paid sponsorship.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? I wonder how they got away with it. Mm. We should have done some research. We'll do it afterwards.
I actually have a little bit of a...
We'll talk about it on our podcast, The Weekly Planet,
some weeks later. I've actually got a story about Denny's, which, sure, I could... do you want me to
Australia
do this?
Australia had Denny's for like 5 minutes when we were kids.
That's not my story.
Oh.
Did you ever have it when you...
Once.
Went? Yeah. And?
Can't remember.
Yeah. So
I think it was meant to be... It was fancy in Australia, though.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Denny's in America, it had like it was like on an ocean view property, if I recall.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? But, yeah, in America, anything but.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Is your Denny's story?
So in 2017, I was in the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a wedding, but I also did some other stuff while I was there, like Screen Junkies and Collider and whatever. But I went to a Denny's in Vegas when I was there for a Bucks party. Vegas, baby. Here's some footage, maybe.
Was this post-Bucks party? Was it like the morning after?
Yeah.
Was this the movie, The Hangover?
It was like 3 days. So
okay,
it was somewhere in that window, right?
Oh, yeah. Bit vague, eh?
Yeah, a bit vague.
Oh.
I hated Vegas, but it's a fucking horrible place. But anyway... I'm not a gambler, Mason.
James, it's a Christmas cheer place.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
We're bleeping.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. But I had Denny's. I went and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, Denny's. And I ate some Denny's. It was literally the worst breakfast I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And then...
Did you get the moons over my hammy?
I have no idea. It was like it was like grey eggs and cold toast. I can't even...
Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't remember. But then cut to a year later, Solo's coming out. Right?
Okay, sure.
And there's a Denny's promotion. And they email me and they're like, do you want to promote like the Solo Denny's food offer? You know, we've got a...
They're like, we'll give you and Meso $100,000. And you were like, no.
Look, I'll be honest. It wasn't a small amount of money. Like, it was a decent amount of money. And if I had never have been, I would have gone, yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. Whatever. But I just went... I can't. Like, I hadn't told that story at the time. Like, it wasn't publicly known that I'd had this experience with Denny's, but I was just like...
But Denny's knows, James.
Denny's
they tempt
knows,
you.
Yeah. And maybe I had a bad experience, but it was just like, in good conscience, I cannot take this money.
Wow.
Yeah. So we don't chill for anything, but... I mean, most things, but...
Yeah, that's right.
We've got some lines.
But to answer your question, I reckon Denny's paid them to be in the movie. They're just like, any mention of us, we'll take it. It's fine.
Got some trivia here, Mason.
I'm ready.
Some time for some Christmas trivia.
Love it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Cool.
Some trivia nog.
Very good.
Thank you. Wait, egg trivia.
Very good. So 1 week in November 1994, Tim Allen had the number one movie at the box office. It says brackets this movie.
Nice.
Yes, we know. The number one rated television show, Home Improvement.
Oh?
And the number one New York Times best-selling book, Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man. This was presumably about his time in jail for cocaine trafficking. There you go. I mean, that's like the EGOT of the books, TVs, movies of...
It's the EGOT?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, the the
They both work. I'll leave them both in.
Thank you.
Here's some other people that were up for the role of the Scott Charles. What's his name?
What?
Scott Calvin. Is that his name?
Scott, wait, yes.
Yeah. Bill Murray, but he didn't want to do it. Chevy Chase dropped out. Also, apparently bad dude, real life. Robin Williams. That would have been good, actually.
Yeah,
he loves a transformation.
That's right.
Mrs. Doubtfire, again, divorced dad, trying to make a go of it.
They're loving it.
They're loving it, mate.
That era, my God.
Tom Hanks, who has, of course, played him since in that movie, It's a Nightmare About Christmas. Not The Nightmare Before Christmas. The
Polar Express.
Polar Express, yes. Mel Gibson. Jeff Bridges.
I mean, Mel Gibson, again, he's going to be Santa coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, I think that's out.
Fatman,
yeah. Jeff Bridges, Michael Keaton, loves the transformation as well.
Man, I would have loved to see Jeff Bridges and Michael Keaton teaming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Arnold, who ended up doing Jingle All the Way.
John Ritter. Deadbeat Dad.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I think he's married in that. Doesn't matter. John Ritter. It's got that vibe.
Yeah.
John Ritter, Patrick Swayze.
Ooh.
Kurt Russell, who of course is Santa Claus now. Mm-hmm. Not in real life. Mike Myers, John Travolta, Alan Rickman, Rowan Atkinson, Jerry Seinfeld.
Ooh.
And Harrison Ford.
My goodness.
I would saw off one of my arms for a Harrison Ford Santa Claus movie. But just let him do it how he wants to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He would be perfect for just a fed up, grumpy son of a bitch Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah, he's been doing it for 20, 30 years. By that I mean acting. He's sick of it.
So, according to the Making of TV show, which aired at the time, Tim Allen was miserable while shooting the film. It was shot in the summer in a non-air-conditioned building. When he was in full costume with the fat suit, the facial prosthetics, the beard, and the Santa Claus suit, it was so hot, he had to take frequent breaks to cool off. When he got too warm, he would occasionally forget about the children who were playing elves and start cursing. On top of that, the Santa suit rubbed his neck and caused him to develop a painful rash. So, yeah, there's stories that he's even, been more open about this recently where he'd just be, punching darts in his trailer, and kids are like, Santa, we want to see Santa. He's like, I'm not fucking Santa. I'm not Santa.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like a real life, this character that he played in this movie.
That's right, exactly, yeah. Also, here's the story that he tells about how he was initially going to shoot Santa and kill him, and that's how the movie was going to kick off. Pretty good stuff. Well done, Fallon, if it was on Fallon or one of the other Jimmies.
Perfect.
You always know how to do a good interview. And by that I mean prep an interview and you tell the stories before and then you just redo them for live television. And I think a lot of the time the aspects of your personality don't translate to doing your show from home in a pandemic situation.
Got him.
That's trivia.
That's right. That's egg trivia. Or possibly trivia nog.
Yeah, sure. I don't have a problem with any of the Jimmies. Good on you, mate. You're making a go of it. Yeah, trivia nod, whatever we said. Well, I don't know. I don't know anymore. Anyway, we're coming back, I guess, next week. We're going to do Santa Claus 2, the one where he has to steal a wife. Because he needs a wife in it.
Nice.
Yeah, otherwise he can't be Santa anymore, which is also something he might want. I don't know.
Nice.
Mm. You excited for that?
I'm very excited. I'm kind of jazzed.
Great.
I like the line in this where he's like, I'm after this, so I'm going to get a CAT scan. Because he thinks he's having a brain problem.
And it could be. Yeah. That explains this whole universe.
Really does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyways, we do videos here all the time, Mason, don't we?
That's right.
Including Caravan of Garbages. They come out every Tuesday. But guess what? You can see them early at bigsandwich.co if you do want to sign up. There's also an ad-free feed of our podcast, The Weekly Planet, which you mentioned.
That's right.
There's also...
movie commentaries?
Yep. Sorry. There's also movie commentaries, isn't there, Mason?
Perfect, yes.
There's also a bonus podcast.
That's right.
There's a bunch of stuff there you can check out if you want to. But look, let's have a safe and happy holidays.
That's right. Grab that gem, you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Man.
It's just fun to say.
Was he doing that in real life and then he folded it into his show?
He used to do stand-up.
It was probably like a caveman bit.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
Man, because they're always hunting for the remote. Like, it'd be something like
nice.
That.
Nice. If it's not, that's yours now.
I think Jerry Seinfeld maybe did that, but that's mine now.
It's yours now. That's right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.